This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on Earth. You are listening to the third part of the sound recording, which contains section 3, which deals with composition and structure. The third part begins now. Earth, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Earth. Section 3, Composition and Structure. Earth is a terrestrial planet, meaning that it is a rocky body rather than a gas giant like Jupiter. It is the largest of the four solar terrestrial planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, in size and mass. Of these four planets, Earth also has the highest density, the highest surface gravity, the strongest magnetic field, and fastest rotation, and is probably the only one with active plate tectonics. The shape of the Earth approximates an oblate spheroid, a sphere flattened along the axis from pole to pole such that there is a bulge around the equator. This bulge results from the rotation of the Earth and causes the diameter at the equator to be 43 kilometers larger than the pole-to-pole diameter. For this reason, the closest point to outer space is the Chimborazo volcano in Ecuador. The average diameter of the reference spheroid is about 12,742 kilometers, which is approximately 40,000 kilometers over pi, as the meter was originally defined as 1/10,000,000th of the distance from the equator to the North Pole through Paris, France. Local topography deviates from this idealized spheroid, although on a global scale these deviations are small. Earth has a tolerance of about one part in about 584, or 0.17% from the reference spheroid, which is less than the 0.22% tolerance allowed in billiard balls. The largest local deviations in the rocky surface of the Earth are Mount Everest, 8,848 meters above local sea level, and the Mariana Trench, 10,911 meters below local sea level. Because of the equatorial bulge, the surface locations farthest from the center of the Earth are the summits of Mount Chimborazo in Ecuador and Huascarán in Peru. Chemical composition. The mass of the Earth is approximately 5.98 times 10 to the power of 24 kilograms. It is composed mostly of iron, 32.1%, oxygen, 30.1%, silicon, 15.1%, magnesium, 13.9%, sulfur, 2.9%, nickel, 1.8%, calcium, 1.5%, and aluminum, 1.4%, with the remaining 1.2% consisting of trace amounts of other elements. Due to mass segregation, the core region is believed to be primarily composed of iron, 88.8%, with smaller amounts of nickel, 5.8%, sulfur, 4.5%, and less than 1% trace elements. The geochemist F.W. Clark calculated that a little more than 47% of the Earth's crust consists of oxygen. The more common rock constituents of the Earth's crust are nearly all oxides. Chlorine, sulfur, and fluorine are the only important exceptions to this, and their total amount in any rock is usually much less than 1%. The principal oxides are silica, alumina, iron oxides, lime, magnesia, potash, and soda. The silica functions principally as an acid, forming silicates, and all the commonest minerals of igneous rocks are of this nature. From a computation based on 1,672 analyses of all kinds of rocks, Clark deduced that 99.22% were composed of 11 oxides, with the other constituents occurring in minute quantities. Internal structure. The interior of the Earth, like that of the other terrestrial planets, is divided into layers by their chemical or physical properties. But unlike the other terrestrial planets, it has a distinct outer core and inner core. The outer layer of the Earth is a chemically distinct silicate solid crust, which is underlain by a highly viscous solid mantle. The crust is separated from the mantle by the Mohovogeech discontinuity, and the thickness of the crust varies, averaging 6 kilometers under the oceans and 30 to 50 kilometers on the continents. The crust and the cold, rigid top of the upper mantle are collectively known as the lithosphere, and it is of the lithosphere that the tectonic plates are comprised. Beneath the lithosphere is the asthenosphere, a relatively low viscosity layer on which the lithosphere rides. Important changes in crystal structure within the mantle occur at 410 and 660 kilometers below the surface, spanning a transition zone that separates the upper and lower mantle. Beneath the mantle, an extremely low viscosity liquid outer core lies above a solid inner core. The inner core may rotate at a slightly higher angular velocity than the remainder of the planet, advancing by 0.1 to 0.5 degrees per year. Heat. Earth's internal heat comes from a combination of residual heat from planetary accretion, about 20%, and heat produced through radioactive decay, 80%. The major heat-producing isotopes in the Earth are potassium-40, uranium-238, uranium-235, and thorium-232. At the center of the planet, the temperature may be up to 7,000 degrees Kelvin, and the pressure could reach 360 gigapascals. Because much of the heat is produced by radioactive decay, scientists believe that early in Earth history, before isotopes with short half-lives had been depleted, Earth's heat production would have been much higher. This extra heat production, twice present day at approximately 3 billion years ago, would have increased temperature gradients within the Earth, increasing the rates of mantle convection and plate tectonics, and allowing the production of igneous rocks such as komatiites that are not formed today. The mean heat loss from the Earth is 87 megawatts per square meter, for a global heat loss of 4.42 times 10 to the power of 13 watts. A portion of the core's thermal energy is transported toward the crust by mantle plumes, a form of convection consisting of upwellings of higher temperature rock. These plumes can produce hot spots and flood basalts. More of the heat in the Earth is lost through plate tectonics by mantle upwelling associated with mid-ocean ridges. The final major mode of heat loss is through conduction through the lithosphere, the majority of which occurs in the oceans because the crust there is much thinner than that of the continents. Tectonic plates. The mechanically rigid outer layer of the Earth, the lithosphere, is broken into pieces called tectonic plates. These plates are rigid segments that move in relation to one another at one of three types of plate boundaries: convergent boundaries, at which two plates come together; divergent boundaries, at which two plates are pulled apart; and transform boundaries, in which two plates slide past one another laterally. Earthquakes, volcanic activity, mountain building, and oceanic trench formation can occur along these plate boundaries. The tectonic plates ride on top of the asthenosphere, the solid but less viscous part of the upper mantle that can flow and move along with the plates, and their motion is strongly coupled with convection patterns inside the Earth's mantle. As the tectonic plates migrate across the planet, the ocean floor is subducted under the leading edges of the plates. At the same time, the upwelling of mantle material at divergent boundaries creates mid-ocean ridges. The combination of these processes continually recycles the oceanic crust back into the mantle. Because of this recycling, most of the ocean floor is less than 100 million years in age. The oldest oceanic crust is located in the Western Pacific and has an estimated age of about 200 million years. By comparison, the oldest dated continental crust is 4,030 million years old. The seven major plates are the Pacific, North American, Eurasian, African, Antarctic, Indo-Australian, and South American. Other notable plates include the Arabian Plate, the Caribbean Plate, the Nazca Plate off the west coast of South America, and the Scotia Plate in the southern Atlantic Ocean. The Australian Plate fused with the Indian Plate between 50 and 55 million years ago. The Australian Plate fused with the Indian Plate between 50 and 55 million years ago. The fastest moving plates are the Oceanic Plates, with the Cocos Plate advancing at a rate of 75 millimeters per year, and the Pacific Plate moving 52 to 69 millimeters a year. At the other extreme, the slowest moving plate is the Eurasian Plate, progressing at a typical rate of about 21 millimeters a year. Surface. The Earth's terrain varies greatly from place to place. About 70.8% of the surface is covered by water, with much of the continental shelf below sea levels. The submerged surface has mountainous features, including a globe-spanning mid-ocean ridge system, as well as undersea volcanoes, oceanic trenches, submarine canyons, oceanic plateaus, and abyssal plains. The remaining 29.2% not covered by water consists of mountains, deserts, plains, plateaus, and other geomorphologies. The planetary surface undergoes reshaping over geological time periods because of tectonics and erosion. The surface features built up or deformed through plate tectonics are subject to steady weathering from precipitation, thermal cycles, and chemical effects. Glaciation, coastal erosion, the buildup of coral reefs, and large meteorite impacts also act to reshape the landscape. The continental crust consists of a lower density material, such as the igneous rocks, granite, and andesite. Less common is basalt, a denser volcanic rock that is the primary constituent of the ocean floors. Sedimentary rock is formed from the accumulation of sediment that becomes compacted together. Nearly 75% of the continental surfaces are covered by sedimentary rocks, although they form only about 5% of the crust. The third form of rock material found on Earth is metamorphic rock, which is created from the transformation of pre-existing rock types through high pressures, high temperatures, or both. The most abundant silicate materials on the Earth's surface include quartz, the feldspars, amphibole, mica, pyroxene, and olivine. Common carbonate minerals include calcite, found in limestones, and dolomite. The pedosphere is the outermost layer of the Earth that is composed of soil and subjects to soil formation processes. It exists at the interface of the lithosphere, atmosphere, hydrosphere, and biosphere. Currently, the total arable land is 13.31% of the land surface, with only 4.71% supporting permanent crops. Close to 40% of the Earth's land surface is presently used for cropland and pasture, or an estimated 1.3 times 10 to the power of 7 square kilometers of cropland and 3.4 times 10 to the power of 7 square kilometers of pastureland. The elevation of the land surface of the Earth varies from the low point of negative 418 meters at the Dead Sea to a 2005 estimated maximum altitude of 8,848 meters at the top of Mount Everest. The mean height of land above sea level is 840 meters. Hydrosphere. The abundance of water on Earth's surface is a unique feature that distinguishes the, quote, blue planet, end quote, from others in the solar system. The Earth's hydrosphere consists chiefly of the oceans, but technically includes all water surfaces in the world, including inland seas, lakes, rivers, and underground waters down to a depth of 2,000 meters. The deepest underwater location is Challenger Deep of the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean, with a depth of negative 10,911.4 meters. The mass of the oceans is approximately 1.35 times 10 to the power of 18 metric tons, or about 1/44,000th of the total mass of the Earth. The oceans cover an area of 3.618 times 10 to the power of 8 square kilometers, with a mean depth of 3,682 meters, resulting in an estimated volume of 1.332 times 10 to the power of 9 cubic kilometers. If all the land on Earth were spread evenly, water would rise to an altitude of more than 2.7 kilometers. About 97.5% of the water is saline, while the remaining 2.5% is fresh water. Most fresh water, about 68.7%, is currently ice. The average salinity of the Earth's oceans is about 35 grams of salt per kilogram of seawater. Most of this salt was released from volcanic activity or extracted from cool igneous rocks. The oceans are also a reservoir of dissolved atmospheric gases, which are essential for the survival of many aquatic life forms. Seawater has an important influence on the world's climate, with the oceans acting as a large heat reservoir. Shifts in the oceanic temperature can cause significant weather shifts, such as the El Niño Southern Oscillation. Atmosphere. The atmospheric pressure on the surface of the Earth averages 101.325 kilopascals, with a scale height of about 8.5 kilometers. It is 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen, with trace amounts of water vapor, carbon dioxide, and other gaseous molecules. The height of the troposphere varies with latitude, ranging between 8 kilometers at the poles to 17 kilometers at the equator, with some variation resulting from weather and seasonal factors. Earth's biosphere has significantly altered its atmosphere. Oxygenic photosynthesis evolved 2.7 billion years ago, forming the primarily nitrogen-oxygen atmosphere of today. This change enabled the proliferation of aerobic organisms, as well as the formation of the ozone layer, which blocks ultraviolet solar radiation, permitting life on land. Other atmospheric functions important to life on Earth include transporting water vapor, providing useful gases, causing small meteors to burn up before they strike the surface, and moderating temperature. This last phenomenon is known as the greenhouse effect. Trace molecules within the atmosphere serve to capture thermal energy emitted from the ground, thereby raising the average temperature. Water vapor, carbon dioxide, methane, and ozone are the primary greenhouse gases in the Earth's atmosphere. Without this heat retention effect, the average surface would be minus 18 degrees Celsius, in contrast to the current 15 degrees Celsius, and life would likely not exist. Weather and climate. The Earth's atmosphere has no definite boundary, slowly becoming thinner and fading into outer space. 3/4 of the atmosphere's mass is contained within the first 11 kilometers of the planet's surface. This lowest layer is called the troposphere. Energy from the sun heats this layer and the surface below, causing expansion of the air. This lower density air then rises and is replaced by cooler, higher density air. The result is atmospheric circulation that drives the weather and climate through redistribution of heat energy. The primary atmospheric circulation bands consists of the trade winds in the equatorial region below 30 degrees latitude and the westerlies in the mid-latitudes between 30 degrees and 60 degrees. Ocean currents are also important factors in determining climate, particularly the thermohaline circulation that distributes heat energy from the equatorial oceans to the polar regions. Water vapor generated through surface evaporation is transported by circulatory patterns in the atmosphere. When atmospheric conditions permit an uplift of warm, humid air, this water condenses and settles to the surface as precipitation. Most of the water is then transported to lower elevations by river systems and usually returned to the oceans or deposited into lakes. This water cycle is a vital mechanism for supporting life on land and is a primary factor in the erosion of surface features over geological periods. Precipitation patterns vary widely, ranging from several meters of water per year to less than a millimeter. Atmospheric circulation, topological features, and temperature differences determine the average precipitation that falls in each region. The amount of solar energy reaching the Earth decreases with increasing latitude. At higher latitudes, the sunlight reaches the surface at lower angles, and it must pass through thicker columns of the atmosphere. As a result, the mean annual air temperature at sea level decreases by about 0.4 degrees Celsius per degree of latitude away from the equator. The Earth can be subdivided into specific latitudinal belts of approximately homogeneous climate. Ranging from the equator to the polar regions, these are the tropical or equatorial, subtropical, temperate, and polar climates. Climate can also be classified based on the temperature and precipitation, with the climate's regions characterized by fairly uniform air masses. The commonly used Köppen climate classification system, as modified by Vladimir Köppen's student Rudolf Geiger, has 5 broad groups: humid tropics, arid, humid middle latitudes, continental, and cold polar, which are further divided into more specific subtypes. Upper atmosphere. Above the troposphere, the atmosphere is usually divided into the stratosphere, mesosphere, and thermosphere. Each layer has a different lapse rate, defining the rate of change in temperature with height. Beyond these, the exosphere thins out into the magnetosphere, where the Earth's magnetic fields interact with the solar wind. Within the stratosphere is the ozone layer, a component that partially shields the surface from ultraviolet light, and thus is important for life on Earth. The Kármán line, defined as 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface, is a working definition for the boundary between atmosphere and space. Thermal energy causes some of the molecules at the outer edge of the Earth's atmosphere to have their velocity increased to the point where they can escape from the planet's gravity. This results in a slow but steady leakage of the atmosphere into space. Because unfixed hydrogen has a low molecular weight, it can achieve escape velocity more readily, and it leaks into outer space at a greater rate than other gases. The leakage of hydrogen into space contributes to the pushing of the Earth from an initially reducing state to its current oxidizing one. Photosynthesis provided a source of free oxygen, but the loss of reducing agents, such as hydrogen, is believed to have been a necessary precondition for the widespread accumulation of oxygen in the atmosphere. Hence, the ability of hydrogen to escape from the Earth's atmosphere may have influenced the nature of life that developed on the planet. In the current oxygen-rich atmosphere, most hydrogen is converted into water before it has an opportunity to escape. Instead, most of the hydrogen loss comes from the destruction of methane in the upper atmosphere. Magnetic field. The Earth's magnetic field is shaped roughly as a magnetic dipole, with the poles currently located approximate to the planet's geographical poles. At the equator of the magnetic field, the magnetic field strength at the planet's surface is 3.05 times 10 to the power of negative 5 Teslas, with global magnetic dipole moment of 7.91 times 10 to the power of 15 Teslas per cubic meter. According to dynamo theory, the field is generated within the molten outer core region, where heat creates convection motions of conducting materials, generating electric currents. These, in turn, produce the Earth's magnetic field. The convection movements in the core are chaotic. The magnetic poles drift and periodically change alignment. This results in field reversals at irregular intervals, averaging a few times every million years. The most recent reversal occurred approximately 700,000 years ago. The field forms the magnetosphere, which deflects particles in the solar wind. The sunward edge of the low shock is located at about 13 times the radius of the Earth. The collision between the magnetic field and the solar wind forms the Van Allen radiation belts, a pair of concentric torus-shaped regions of energetic charged particles. When the plasma enters the Earth's atmosphere at the magnetic poles, it forms the aurora. We now come to the end of part 3 of the spoken article, Earth. The next and last part of the recording, part 4, contains sections 4 through 7, which deal with the topics of orbit and rotation, the moon, habitability, and Earth in culture.